chapter 11 and number 20. The fulfillment of the curse of the Son of God here. The fulfillment of the curse of the Son of God. Here in our Amplified Bible, in the morning, as they were passing by, the disciples saw that the fig tree had withered away from the roots up, the very roots of it. Israel was, the root of Israel was the priest, the scribes, the Pharisees, and that was the root of their, what we might call, apostasy. The morning they were passing by, and the disciples saw that the fig tree had withered away from the roots up, from the roots up. A shot tree usually dies from the top down, but this one died from the roots up. And remembering, Peter said to him, "Rabbi, Master, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered." And Jesus replied, "Have faith in God constantly. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain," now this is a very old saying, as you know, "be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will." Matthew 17:20 and Luke 17:6 and John, or 1 John 5:14. "For this reason I am telling you, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them, and they will be given to you." Now this is a lot of the prosperity gospel today. This is all that they literally, this is the foundation of the prosperity gospel today. "Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, drop the issue, let go, and so that your Father, who is in heaven, will also forgive you your transgressions and wrongdoings against him and others. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions." Now, that's where we're going to stop there. Kai para poru omenoi, proe, adon, tain, sikain, exe ra menain, ek, rizon. "And passing alongside," look at this word here, "passing alongside," this is nominative plural masculine present participle middle voice, "passing alongside for themselves early in the morning, they saw the fig tree," the sweet tree is what it literally says, the fig tree, sweet tree, "having been dried out," accusative singular, feminine, participle, perfect, and passive voice, "having been caused to dry out of the roots, from the roots up, not from the top down, but from the roots up," a very unusual thing. This could only be a curse. 11:21 now, "Kai ana manesis ho petros lege auto rabai, ede he sike hein kataruso exe rontai." And having called or remembered, called to remembrance here, nominative singular masculine, first aorist participle passive, "having been called to remember." The Peter. Now this is Peter, her whole Petros there. That whole there, that's a nominative singular masculine definite article, and Petros, he is the subject here. The Peter, having called to his memory, he says to him, "Rabbi." Rabbi means master teacher. "Edu he suke. Behold, the fig tree, the sweet tree, which you cursed, kata raso." That comes from kata raomai, third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active. "The tree which you cursed It has dried out. It has dried out, third person singular, perfect indicative passive. It has been caused to dry out. Caused to dry out. Verse number 22 now. Kai apokrites hoesus lege autois ekete pistin theo. Now, these next few verses, I don't know that the prosperity gospel preaches from anything else in the Bible except these. And don't take it out of context. As simple as that. Don't make this the foundation of your Bible. You want a new Cadillac? You just pray and believe God's going to do it. You want a new house? Just pray and believe God's going to do it. That's it. That's Joel Osteen. That's prosperity gospel. And having answered the Jesus, he says, third person singular, present indicative active, from Lego to them, deity plural, masculine, third person pronoun. You have faith. You haven't. You continue to have faith, and that faith belongs to God and comes from God. For in grace you are having been saved through faith, and that faith does not come from you. It's not something we muster up. Faith is the gift of God. The faith belonging to God and from God. That's either oblative or genitive, either one. Genitive singular or oblative singular masculine. Amen lego himen. Hote, hoson, epe, to, ore, tuto, artheti, kai, lay, seti, ace, tain, thalassin. Amen. Most affirmatively, I say to you, first person singular, present indicative active. Lego, that is the root. Truly I say to you all that whoever... Now here we have host there, we have a nominative singular masculine, relative pronoun, and then on, that is a third-class conditional particle, condition undetermined but with prospect of fulfillment. Whoever he may say, third person singular, second aorist, subjunctive mode, that's what points it on, is a third-class conditional, not a first-class. He may say to the mountain, to the horae. By the way, Hore there, and Hor is the Hebrew word here, Mount Hor. To the mountains this, to this mountain. You be taken. Second person singular, first aorist, imperative passive. And you be cast. Second person singular, first aorist, imperative and passive. That's balo, be cast. Ace, tain, thalasse, unto or into the sea. That little preposition, 119. Unto the sea, accused thee singular feminine, accused thee singular feminine. Cast into the sea. Now, Sharon, you live up there by Tehachapi, and just a little east of you is Monolith. And Monolith was a great big mountain when I was very young. Monolith is almost gone. Now, a lot of you people in California and Nevada, maybe other places, the cement that you build your houses with or whatever probably came from that mountain. That mountain has been cast all over the world, all over the United States and maybe in the world, and even maybe to the coast, to the sea. Because on the coast they have these bulwarks and everything made out of concrete many times. That mountain, people were making money and they were moving the mountain. Right up here in the north end of Fish Lake Valley is a mine up there, a graphical mine. And they mine something like concrete that they put in swimming pools that seals the swimming pools. And the mountain is moving. It's going away. It's going here and going there. People can move mountains. You go over in different places in Nevada, and you'll see mountains that have been moved because of mining. You see mountains that have been built because of mining. They build these great big mounds out there. They put a kind of a hard plastic underneath it, and these are leach ponds. And these leach ponds, they put chemicals down through there, and they wash out the gold and silver and platinum in there. Then they retort that, and here you've got pure gold and silver and platinum. People move mountains and people make mountains. Kai me dieth trinthe en te cardia. I'm translating my head and having to try to get it down. Alto, ala, pishue, hote, ha, lale, genete, este, alto. And not. Kai, a little conjunction. And then may, that's a particle of negation, page 268. The other one's 208. And not he may doubt, may be run between two decisions is what it means. Third person singular, first aorist, subjunctive, passive. Not he may be caused to doubt in the heart of him. Little preposition there, page 137, that in, for our English comes right out there, and then we've got locative singular, definite article, and locative singular, and then genitive singular, masculine, third person pronoun, right there, in the heart belonging to him, but strong adversative conjunction, page 15, he may believe, third person singular, present, subjunctive, active. He may be believe. He may believe. Because, hote, what? He says, becomes, happens, for itself. It shall be. That word, genete, there is third person singular, present, middle, indicative, middle voice. Comes from genemai. What he says, it becomes, it happens, it shall be. Third person singular future indicative middle. It shall be for itself. Verse number 24 now. Dia tuto lego hemen panta hasa prosukeste kai aiteste pisuete hote ilabete kai estai hemen. Because of this, dia tuto means because of this, or therefore, I say, first person singular, present indicative, active, to you all, dative plural, second person pronoun, all things which, all panta hoso, all things which ye pray for yourself, that's middle voice there, prosukamai, that means to bend your heart and mind and soul toward God. And ye request for yourself, again, middle voice, ye believe, second person plural, present imperative active, ye believe that ye received and it shall become to you. It shall become to you. Verse number 25. Kai hotan stekete prosukomenoi afe ete e ti legete ekete kata tinos hina kai ho pater himon ho en tois uranois afe himen ta para tomata himen. Verse number 26 is not in the original language at all. Nowhere. That's been put in maybe 1,000 years after the Bible was completed or something. It wasn't there. So we're not going to look at 26 because it's not there to look at. Okay. Pure simple as that. Kai hotan, yeah. Stekete. And whenever, that word whenever there, ye stand praying, prosukamenoi, that is nominative, plural, masculine, present, participle, middle voice, this is by your volition. Ye forgive, second person plural, present, imperative, active. If anything ye have, that's second person plural there, present, indicative, active, ekete, that comes from echo, against or down someone, in order that also, that word also there, that's a cumulative particle, page 208, the father, ho pater, nominative singular masculine, definite article, nominative singular masculine, word, noun, the father belonging to you, the one in the heavens. That one, the one there, also ho, pater. Now the one there is the one is a practical substantive, because it goes back up to the father and to the other definite article. Preposition 137. In the heavens. The heavens, the Father, his abode is in the third heaven above the earth. The third heaven above the earth. Not where the birds fly, the atmosphere, not in where the stars are and all that, but above all of that. In the heavens above, he may forgive you. Third person singular, second aorist subjunctive active. He may forgive to you the trespasses. The parapatio, that's when you step out of line. When you step out of line, that's what it means to step out of line. Parapatio. Patio means to walk, and beside, that means to walk away. That's what the word hamartia means also. Hamartia means to walk away. Hamartia doesn't mean to hit, miss the mark. It means to walk out of the way. It means to go astray. Astokio means to miss the mark, by the way. It comes from Shathal in Hebrew. The trespasses belonging to you. Our trespasses belong to us until we give them to the Lord. This is a beautiful story. This is a statement. This is an edict that we pray. What we pray for in God's will, we're going to get. We prayed for our sheriff here that was being abused terribly. They tried to get rid of him and on false charges, and God answered our prayer. I thank God for that. That was really a bad deal. We've prayed for others that were close to death, and God brought them back up. We pray for our friends. We pray for salvation of our family, our acquaintances, our friends, and the Lord can save them if they will only let Him do that. In their heart, when the Spirit of God convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, if they respond to Him, He shall save them. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray for food. Marilyn memorized the Lord's Prayer a long time ago and give us this day our daily bread. And that's something else. God provides for you. You may be one of the greatest, brilliant, most brilliant workers in this world. But no matter what happens, God gave you that gift. It's not something that you have on your own. Everything you have is something that God gave to you. He put you in circumstances for the best of you, for your betterment. Always. God loves us. He wants to bless us as we walk with Him. God is a God of love. The Bible, John said, God is love. All the love that we have for each other in this world, it's nothing compared to how God loved the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And what does that mean? That He let Jehovah come into this world. Jehovah means He who shall become. He let Jehovah, His Son, come into this world. And He lived. He came through the seed of the woman. Genesis 3:15. Not of man, but of woman. Man passes on the sin nature of child. The woman does not. He came through Mary. Mary was a sinner, just like all of us. She needed to trust in God and be saved. He came through her, and she had to believe in Him too. God wants the best for you, and He wants the best for me. These verses tell us that. They tell us that. Years ago, I wanted to come up to Fish Lake Valley and finish my ministry up here. I don't have to drive very far to go to church. The church is in our home, basically, in an auditorium in our home. I can preach as many messages and what kind of messages that I think that God wants me to do when I want to. And I thank God for that. God answers it. Marilyn, when we went to look at this home, it was a prefab home. And she walked into this room and she said, this is the one I want right here. This is the auditorium. This is our recording room. This is our little church room right here. This is our multi-purpose room. Remember Marilyn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why she wanted this home. And by the grace of God, and even through all the torment and skullduggery and corruption and fraud that we went through to get this, boy, it was something else, but it's here. Thank God for it. We got it. He's got it. He's got us. He's got us. He's got this. Our Father, thank You so much for all the blessings You give us. Please watch over this message as it goes out into the world. I pray for all of my students all over the world, from Pennsylvania, New York, Idaho, Wisconsin, Michigan, wherever they are, Arizona, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, India, Africa, China, and all the individuals there. I can just see some of their faces, Father. I just pray that You bless them in a great way with Your word, with Your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.